You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Talk to me about this Facebook story.
I do something on Facebook and it irritates a lot of people, but it brings me so much joy. I like my own posts. Mm-hmm. Whether it's an actual post of a news story or something I'm posting, I'll like it. Or my favorite thing to do is make a snarky comment on something and then like my post. I love it. I love doing it. And we were talking about it yesterday here in the studio with somebody in here from the sports station, and he flipped out and he was calling me every name in the book. Why do you do that? You're self-centered. Da, da, da. That's a horrible
thing
to do.
Funny coming from a guy at our sports station calling us self-centered.
I know. I'm like, dude, first of all, I take social media, like, I don't take it serious at all. And a lot of people do. So it's my own little, like, it's like giving yourself a high five, you know, like, hey, or laughing at your own joke, or it's just my own little thing I like to do. Or like, hey, that was a good one. I know
people who do this. I've got a couple of friends of mine who do it, and they don't do it for the reason you're doing it, to be snarky, which I think is funny. And I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
They just do it because they think it's that you're supposed to do that. And so they'll post something, and then they'll like it, right?
Really?
And like every single post they like.
This is good.
Yeah, see, I like what I've just said. And they don't know the etiquette.
Right. No, you've already posted it. You've already presented it as this is good. You don't have to reinforce that it's good by giving yourself a like.
Doesn't it strike you as like a parent thing?
How so?
Meaning, our parents who are older, let's say, getting on social media, it's something that...
Oh, gotcha.
I think it's age-related generally. You don't see too many 20-somethings posting something and then liking their own post, but your parents are more likely, I think, to do that.
I could see that. Yeah, yeah.
That's just a like, thought. I don't good. Know. I could be wrong. Could be wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're probably spot on with that. I don't know. I kind of, sometimes I do it just because, you know, I do poke fun on Facebook and I'll say things that are, I mean, can be taken rude, but the way I try to present it is I'm just trying to be funny a lot of the time. So then I'll like it, you know, hoping that the person reading it will assume that, oh, okay, he's just being silly.
Maybe like, the fun thing to do is to comment on people's posts and then on every one of the comments, put the unhappy face.
The angry face
on each comment that you make. Just own comment every time.
Like a picture of a newborn baby. Oh, the baby's beautiful. Really throw them off. They're like, is he happy or is he mad?
Take that idea and run with that one, all right?
I do love that, man. I love it. Oh, well. I'm just, you know, I think you're in that camp, too, where we just really don't take a lot of this serious online because...
No, we don't. I wrote something about that yesterday, too, about how... I remember years ago, I was recommending starting a site called Snarkbook. So yeah, it's only for people who have a sense of humor and are snarky. And if you don't, then you're not allowed on there. And... it might be time. Now might finally be the time for Snarkbook.
The amount of people I've had to block because I'll say something it's very obvious that it's tongue-in-cheek and lighthearted, and they come back at me with, like, you are a horrible person. I can't believe you would post this. And, you know, the world is falling apart around me.
I know.
Look, you just were blocked. Yeah. I just don't have time for that. I don't have a time at all. So
I got an email yesterday from a listener, and I had to write back to him, and I said, you have become the well actually guy. And then I had to explain it because Gretchen, she pointed it out to me, and since she's pointed it out, I've realized that she's right with her social media stuff that she does for her mushroom stuff, and she's got tens of thousands of followers and stuff, so obviously you can imagine there's a lot of comments on everything she posts on there, and she likes to point out that no matter what you put, there's always someone, and 9 times out of 10 it's a guy that she calls the well actually guy.
Didn't know it
because
all.
Because you post something, and their comment is always like this. Well, actually, what you really need to do is, or, well, actually, I know a little bit more about this stuff. So she calls them the well actually dude.
That's hilarious.
And I got one yesterday about our whole discussion about Tom Hanks. And I wrote, and I want to say he was a great sport because I wrote
That's
back
good.
And I said, you have just become
That's
the
good.
Well actually guy.
We get a lot of those with Boys Against the Girls when we play that game, and we'll ask, you know, certain questions, and I get them constantly. You know, they're pointing out maybe something that was slightly off, or, you know,
well, actually, Toyota didn't make that model until 2018. It's always a guy.
It
no
is a guy. Guys are know-it-alls, man.
Guys have to be the well-actually guy.
Ladies have other things to do with their life.
I think you're right.
They're smart.
Guys have to be right about everything.
That's right.
And we can say this because we're guys.
That's right.
We have to be right. And so if you hear any little thing, which 99 times out of 100, you could just get on with your life and it would be,
True.
No one will care.
True.
But that one little thing is just bugging you that you've got to set the
record. I got to write these guys. I got to write them now.
I got to let them know. Or their head will explode.
Angry face.
And I've been that guy before. So I'm trying to recognize that. It's like, just let them.
Just let
them live a blissful life of naivete. Just let it go.
Let it go.